and I'll not give it away, but it was called Nemesis was the name of the cache. And the actual gimmick, the cache itself, was given to me by RGS a long time ago, and it just got to where it wasn't waterproof. But we replaced it with another idea that's called how do you measure up as a cacher? And it's a little two-stage multi. And that's kind of one of the things else we've done. We've kind of made a foray into a few mystery caches and then a few multi-caches and just, you know, whatever. We go off. We've been very fortunate to be able to travel and cache some. So we see something that we think's a neat idea, and we bring it back and modify it to fit our circumstance.
How do you think the general cachers in the Clarksville area care about the more complicated puzzle caches?
I think probably you just have to recognize when you put out a difficult puzzle cache that it's not going to appeal to everyone. We put out a series of puzzle caches that were called Crypto Quest 1-5, and the whole concept was during World War II, the Germans had a coding machine that was called an Enigma. And one of the best kept secrets of World War II was that the United States, or actually I think it was Britain, captured one of these Enigma machines. The Germans never realized it. And the U.S. and Great Britain had access to decoding the German messages. And that was one of the things that helped win World War II. I really wanted everybody to understand that story. So we did this crypto quest, but you had to figure out which Enigma simulator to download. And one cacher had found 18 and had not found the right one yet.
It also looks like you have permission from a lot of businesses within Clarksville to hide caches on their premises, or you maybe find it more here than other?
Well, I don't know. It's just an issue where we know a good number of people. The city embraced it. The mayor embraced it, as did the director of parks, who is a Boy Scout leader. And for the scouting organization, they embraced it. We got some good press. We have a very active Chamber of Commerce here. And there's a cache hidden on the grounds of the Chamber of Commerce called The Last Train to Clarksville. It's in an old train depot. We just got a lot of backing, and then we did some programs in our Rotary Club about geocaching, and people just embraced it, and it's worked out quite well. We have an awful lot of cachers come from other places to cache here, just like yourself. We've had several come from Springfield. We've had a lot come from Oklahoma. Seems like they kind of come in waves. Came to Clarksville. They were up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, cached at 11 o'clock that night, found 78 caches on that day, but there's still more caches to find. So, you know, a lot of people come here, and we try to make it where there are interesting caches. We do some micros, but there's not a lot of basic dum-dum
lamppost caches, parking lot.
There is a lamppost cache here.
Got to have at least one.
Yeah, you got to have one. And there are some others, but you'll find a lot of twists on micro. I was at the hardware store yesterday here making a purchase, and the editor of the newspaper here, who is a cacher, CFD10 and T, was there and said, "This looks like a geocaching thing." And I said, "Well, actually it is." So we get caught doing the same sort of thing right here. We have what's called a Spadger Creek Nature Trail, and this is a brochure on that trail, and there is, I believe, if you take that entire trail loop, you'll be able to find about 20 or 25 caches. Between Wendy's and McDonald's is the access to the trail, and it's on the west side. It's a paved trail.
I think I did also notice from Strawberry Mountain, is there a lake somewhere around here?
There's a lake out north of town called Lake Ludwig that has an enormous number of caches around it. That's going to be the product of the Clampets and BMW Rider 2.
Because there were a bunch dotted around the edge of that one as well.
We kind of do that. We kind of find an area that needs some caches and populate it so that then it's really worth your effort to go there. You'll also find another area out south and west of town in a closed Corps of Engineer park that's called Horsehead Park that's got as many caches in it as you can put. The 528-feet rule gets in the way. Yeah. And I think Clarksville has a lot of geocaching-aware individuals because of the fact that we've got a lot of landowners and business owners that have allowed us to put, you know, to put caches at their place.
Now, we're at a car dealership.
Johnson Chevrolet Buick Pontiac.
And Johnson being the county?
Johnson being the name of the owner. Mr. Roy Johnson owns the dealership. My father-in-law, I'm the general manager of the dealership. The family also owns the motel where you stayed, Golf Nuts. Actual name is Mike Johnson.
Oh.
And my wife's name is Roy Lean Johnson Slaughter, which is my last name. And so she's named after her father. She's the oldest.
Are you from here or is he from Texas?
No, I grew up in Leveland, Texas, 30 miles west of Lubbock. Golf Nuts, my wife and I. We're in the westernware industry. We owned a small chain of westernware stores in the Dallas metropolitan area. In 1996, my father-in-law came to us and made us an offer to move to Clarksville that we couldn't refuse. He was to the point that he didn't want to be involved in the businesses on a day-to-day basis. So in March of 97, we all three moved here. And my wife looks after a manufacturing facility. I look after the dealership and Golf Nuts looks after the motel. And then collectively, we still look after the westernware store.
So what's the biggest selling car these days?
In a GM dealership, biggest selling vehicle is a Chevrolet or GMC truck. We don't sell GMC, so Chevrolet trucks. Yeah, we probably sell 75% of what we sell here, pickups. The train and rednecks like trucks, you know. Well, us rednecks got to have a pickup. I saw you drive up in one yourself.
Yeah. I actually inherited that from my dad, but I have a Impala, Chevy Impala, 1999.
And you'll also find a geocache hidden on the premises. If you actually, it's a three-stage multi, a bit of a challenge. And stage two of that challenge would be a product of RGS. It's called Signals from Space. And if you have the opportunity, I'd love for you to look for it. But if you're an RGS finder, you might be able to find stage two a little easier. But you have my cell phone number. If you can't find it, I'll come show you where it's at.
Is there somebody who's often the call for help? Somebody's out in the woods. They know it's your cache or somebody else's cache. Well, call so-and-so, and he'll give me a hint.
Well, actually, there's three of us locally. RKLMBL are retired and are very active. However, about 6 weeks ago, he had a knee replacement, so he's kind of down. You'll find that out north and west of town, there's a pretty good group of caches at a little community called Ludwig, the majority of which are his. There's another lake out there called Horsehead Lake. It's got quite a few caches around it. A couple of those are his, but most of those are a cacher named Hunting for Cache. But RKLMBL, Golf Nuts, and myself are the general phone a friend.
There's a guy named Running Rivers or
Old
something.
River Runner.
Yeah, that's right, Old River. I've seen his name quite a bit.
Yeah, Frank's a great guy. He has most of his caches are in Russellville area, are Russellville towards Mount Pettigene and south of that. In fact, he had two that went live during the night.
Well, good luck this afternoon on the reading, and we'll catch up a little bit later. I need to hunt some of those some special caches out in the mountains.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you here, and we invite anybody to come that wants to, and we're glad you're here. If we can help you anyway, give us a call.
Appreciate it, Max.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This concludes the Slogga Podcast. For more information about the Slogga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
And I'll not give it away, but it was called Nemesis was the name of the cache. And the actual gimmick, the cache itself, was given to me by RGS a long time ago. And it just got to where it wasn't waterproof. But we replaced it with another idea that's called How Do You Measure Up as a Cacher? And it's a little two-stage multi. And that's kind of one of the things else we've done. We've kind of made a foray into a few mystery caches and then a few multi-caches and just, you know, whatever. We go off. We've been very fortunate to be able to travel and cache some. So we see something that we think's a neat idea, and we bring it back and modify it to fit our circumstance.
How do you think the general cachers in the Clarksville area care about the more complicated puzzle caches?
I think probably you just have to recognize when you put out a difficult puzzle cache that it's not going to appeal to everyone. We put out a series of puzzle caches that were called Crypto Quests 1-5, and the whole concept was during World War II, the Germans had a coding machine that was called an Enigma. And one of the best kept secrets of World War II was that the United States, or actually I think it was Britain, captured one of these Enigma machines. The Germans never realized it. And the U.S. and Great Britain had access to decoding the German messages. And that was one of the things that helped win World War II. I really wanted everybody to understand that story. So we did this crypto quest, but you had to figure out which Enigma simulator to download. And one cacher had found 18 and had not found the right one yet.
It also looks like you have permission from a lot of businesses within Clarksville to hide caches on their premises, or maybe you find it more here than other.
Well, I don't know. It's just an issue where we know a good number of people. The city embraced it. The mayor embraced it, as did the director of parks, who is a Boy Scout leader. And for the scouting organization, they embraced it. We got some good press. We have a very active Chamber of Commerce here. And there's a cache hidden on the grounds of the Chamber of Commerce called The Last Train to Clarksville. It's in an old train depot. We just got a lot of backing, and then we did some programs in our Rotary Club about geocaching, and people just embraced it, and it's worked out quite well. We have an awful lot of cachers come from other places to cache here, just like yourself. We've had several come from Springfield. We've had a lot come from Oklahoma. Seems like they kind of come in waves. Came to Clarksville. They were up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, cached at 11 o'clock that night, found 78 caches on that day, but there's still more caches to find. So, you know, a lot of people come here, and we try to make it where there are interesting caches. We do some micros, but there's not a lot of basic dumb
lamppost caches, parking lot.
There is a lamppost cache here.
Got to have at least one.
Yeah, you got to have one. And there are some others, but you'll find a lot of twists on micro. I was at the hardware store yesterday here making a purchase, and the editor of the newspaper here, who is a cacher, CFD10T, was there and said, "This looks like a geocaching thing." And I said, "Well, actually it is." So we get caught doing the same sort of thing right here. We have what's called a Spadger Creek Nature Trail, and this is a brochure on that trail, and there is, I believe, if you take that entire trail loop, you'll be able to find about 20 or 25 caches. Between Wendy's and McDonald's is the access to the trail, and it's on the west side. It's a paved trail.
I think I did also notice from Strawberry Mountain, is there a lake somewhere around here?
There's a lake up north of town called Lake Ludwig that has an enormous number of caches around it. That's going to be the product of the Clampets and BMW Rider 2.
Because there were a bunch dotted around the edge of that one as well.
We kind of do that. We kind of find an area that needs some caches and populate it so that then it's really worth your effort to go there. You'll also find another area out south and west of town in a closed Corps of Engineer park that's called Horsehead Park that's got as many caches in it as you can put. The 528 feet rule gets in the way. Yeah. And I think Clarksville has a lot of geocaching aware individuals because of the fact that we've got a lot of landowners and business owners that have allowed us to put, you know, to put caches at their place.
Now, we're at a car dealership.
Johnson Chevrolet Buick Pontiac.
And Johnson being the county?
Johnson being the name of the owner. Mr. Roy Johnson owns the dealership. My father-in-law, I'm the general manager of the dealership. The family also owns the motel where you stayed, Golf Nuts. Actual name is Mike Johnson. And my wife's name is Roy Lean Johnson Slaughter, which is my last name. And so she's named after her father. She's the oldest. So.
Are you from here or you see from Texas?
No, I grew up in Leveland, Texas, 30 miles west of Lubbock. Golf Nuts, my wife and I, were in the westernware industry. We owned a small chain of westernware stores in the Dallas metropolitan area. In 1996, my father-in-law came to us and made us an offer to move to Clarksville that we couldn't refuse. He was to the point that he didn't want to be involved in the businesses on a day-to-day basis. So in March of 97, we all three moved here. And my wife looks after a manufacturing facility. I look after the dealership, and Golf Nuts looks after the motel. And then collectively, we still look after the Westernware store.
So what's the biggest selling car these days?
In a GM dealership, biggest selling vehicle is a Chevrolet or GMC truck. We don't sell GMC, so Chevrolet trucks. Yeah, we probably sell 75% of what we sell here, pickups. The Terrain and rednecks like trucks, you know. Well, us rednecks got to have a pickup. I saw you drive up in one yourself.
Yeah. I actually inherited that from my dad, but I have a Impala, Chevy Impala. 1999.
And you'll also find a geocache hidden on the premises. If you actually, it's a three-stage multi, a bit of a challenge. And stage two of that challenge would be a product of RGS. It's called Signals from Space. And if you have the opportunity, I'd love for you to look for it. But if you're an RGS finder, you might be able to find stage two a little easier. But you have my cell phone number. If you can't find it, I'll come show you where it's at.
Is there somebody who's often the call for help? Somebody's out in the woods. They know it's your cache or somebody else's cache. Well, call so-and-so, and he'll give me a hint.
Well, actually, there's three of us locally. RKLMBL are retired and are very active. However, about 6 weeks ago, he had a knee replacement, so he's kind of down. You'll find that out north and west of town, there's a pretty good group of caches at a little community called Ludwig, the majority of which are his. There's another lake out there called Horsehead Lake. It's got quite a few caches around it. A couple of those are his, but most of those are a cacher named Hunting for Cash. But RKLMBL, Golf Nuts, and myself are the general phone-a-friend.
Is there a guy named Running Rivers? Or
Old
something?
River Runner.
Yeah, that's right, Old River. I've seen his name quite a bit around.
Yeah, Frank's a great guy. He has most of his caches are in Russellville area, are Russellville towards Mount Pettigean and south of that. In fact, he had two that went live during the night.
Well, good luck this afternoon on the reading, and we'll catch up a little bit later. I need to hunt some of those special caches out in the mountains.
Okay, well, it's great to have you here, and we invite anybody to come that wants to, and we're glad you're here. If we can help you anyway, give us a call.
Appreciate it, Max.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.